I can dig it.
The idea's fine. But one thing. Who's gonna do the dividing?
Willie, the organization votes.
Man, I thought we was all capitalists. Free enterprise, you dig? Now, this organization would kind of close that off. I mean, in all respect to your idea, Bell. Some dudes got big stables. Does that mean they get more turf?
The organization will see that everyone is satisfied.
Then there's another problem. My bitches.
You saying you can't control your bitches?
What I'm saying is they deserve any area they can control.
Well, I respect your ambition, Willie, but you got to have vision. Vision.
Vision. Back tonight, Almighty Triple XL coming to you live and direct from MagicCity.com.
Discussion will be a email I got from this cat named Chris from Cali. Let me see, where is it at? Okay, the email reads as such: Yo, Big Mike, like your style, big man. Keep doing what you do. Fuck the haters. I've been listening to your show for 6 months now. I'm really new to this shit. Glad you back producing new shit. Where's it at? It's on the back. I also listened to this. Okay, before I go any further. Shit. Forgot. Yeah, this is that one email. Okay. Before I go any further, this is not typically a practice that I do. A long time ago, I told myself I was not going to mention any niggas' names on this show. You know what I mean? Because shit ends up getting started between niggas. You know what I mean? There's something weird about black people in general where they just can't work together and they're highly emotional. And they do not know how. I don't know. They just don't have civility. And they just... Anyway. This is... out of the norm. Y'all haven't, you probably have never heard me do this before, but this will be a first in a while. I've done it a long time in the past, maybe about 4 or 5 years ago. And I stopped doing it. But I'm going to have to do it today just for posterity's sake, just because it's in this email from Chris. Much respect, Chris. Okay, y'all ready? All right. Basically, what I'm saying, I'm going to mention a person's name on this show. Oh, shit. This is funny. All right. Where I start at. I also listened to this guy called Mr. No Good. You guys remind me of each other a little bit. Have you ever heard of him? He has a podcast network he's promoting. You should check it out. It would be great to see you both do some collaborations. You two are my favorite podcasters. Well, anyway, good to see you back, Max City for Life, Chris from Cali. Shit. Well, Chris, you're obviously new, my nigga. You're obviously new to the game. You're obviously new to the podcast world, because this is a porn war situation, man. A lot of y'all niggas don't know what the fuck Porn Wars is, man. I'm about to take y'all back to 2003, man, where the independent amateur grimy street porn game was, you know, it was rolling full steam ahead, man. You know, we had well, y'all get ready, cause I'm gonna name off a plethora of names and websites and shit that I usually don't do, cause niggas is emotional and niggas be taking shit out of context and then they wanna, you know. So here I go. We had several websites and we had several characters. You know what I'm saying? We had Mr. No Good. We had Young Dope Man. We got Trash Man, who now goes by the name of T-Man. We got John Wan of FowFow.com. And we also had this cat named Payroll the Pimp, who had his own podcast show. It was called Pimpin101.net. And, at one point, we didn't really fuck with each other. We all didn't like each other. Well, I can't say that for me. Me, I was always the kind of cat that was trying to network and kick it with motherfuckers and break bread. You feel me? But there's been underlying bad blood between all sorts of other motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? So let me try and get my bearings here, man, because this is so complex because there's so much history behind it. Okay, in order for me to do this shit justice, I'm just going to have to go back to the genesis of when I first encountered Mr. No Good. Y'all ready? Okay. I was setting up my website, maxcity.com, and I came across fowfow.com, which the webmaster was John Wan, and also Trash Man Video, which was run by Trash Man, who now goes by the name of T-Man. Of course, I'd also seen a website called blackvaginafinder.com, right? And me seeing all these websites, I said, shit, I want to do a site. Like all these niggas doing a site? Shit, I can do a site too. So I started doing me a site, right? And the Black Vagina Finder website was basically run by Mr. No Good. MrNoGood.com. That is his podcast site, all right? So I was already cool with John Wan and already cool with Trash Man, and we exchanged links for traffic. And I said, well, shit, let me go ahead and shoot a line to Mr. No Good. All right. Maybe I can get a link exchange with Mr. No Good. Mr. No Good responds to me and says, I can't fuck with you because you fucking with these two clowns, John Wan and Trash Man. And he says, don't take it personal. You know what I mean? It's just, you know, it is what it is. So fuck it, I ain't take it personal, you know what I mean? He was just adamant he wasn't gonna fuck with me because I was fucking with these two niggas, right? You know what? As a matter of fact, this is what I'm gonna do. Cause I still have the email, right? Where No Good was talking about me. It was an email that he had sent John Wan. And I can't, I guess he sent it to me. I guess No Good sent it to me. There's no other way I could have got it. Yeah. So let me go ahead and look up in one of my old email accounts and dig up this letter, man. You know what I'm saying? And this is going to be an interesting letter to read, and I'm going to give you my analysis after I read it about possibly why we've had this kind of like cold war going on and shit. You know what I'm saying? So let me hit y'all back in a minute. Okay, I'm back. I'm back. Yeah, that's right. I keep all emails, man. You know, I'm like an archival fanatic, man. I'm like a historian when it comes to this shit, man. You know what I mean? I've always knew that somehow, some way, this little epoch in time would be important, you know, so I've archived a lot of shit, kept a lot of shit, you know, historically, and, you know, that stuff kind of pays off, man, but this is kind of like one of those situations where, yeah, it kind of pays off because I can dig back into the past and try and get it, like I say, a snapshot in time to show y'all what the fuck was going on. So this is a letter that No Good sent to John Juan. These niggas was beefing about some bullshit. I'm not going to read the whole letter. I'm not going to read the total grilling that No Good gave John Juan. I'm just going to read some of the aspects of the letter that involved me. All right, y'all ready? Okay. Cuban, I don't do this shit, man. But like I said, we're going to go ahead and fuck around. We're going to fuck around, have some fun today. Here we go. Basically, he was grilling John Juan, telling him his site ain't shit, and nigga, you ain't shit. And then he goes on and writes into a paragraph. He says, try to do something like Max City. He's pretty good. He might not make it in the long run, but he's making a good attempt, and his footage is good. He uses Veritel so he can take Visa. Okay. Then he says, your site, on the other hand, is bullshit. And that's what he's telling John Juan, that shit. Okay. I'm not going to read all the other grilling that he gave John Juan. I'll just skip over that shit. I don't want to start no shit. Hold on. Let me see. And then we skip all the way back down to another paragraph where he says, like I said, Mac City is really the only one in your little trio that has a site worth a damn. Obviously, none of you will ever reach the fame of the one and only Black Vagina Finder, but watch Mac City, dude, and copy him. In a few years, both of y'all combined might be equal to a pimple on my ass. Ah, such humility. Oh shit, man, let me see here. Well, yeah, that's basically it. That's basically what he wrote about me to a letter to John Juan. And I'm reading that to basically say, throughout the whole historical context of all the black webmasters and podcasters, you know, we've never been able to work together. We've always been at each other's throats for one reason or another. Me, really, I've really had no open beef with anybody. Most of the times when I'm not fucking with a nigga, it's usually because he's made a stance that he's not going to fuck with me for whatever reason. You know, I've always been trying to be the peacemaker, so to speak, you know, and I just, like I said, I'm at a loss for words about why we couldn't work together in the past. Okay, now, me and No Good have had a couple other slight minor run-ins, you know, through the years. Nothing too heavy, you know, nothing really disrespectful. You know, we've sent subliminal shots to each other every now and then and shit. But like I said, nothing really to really speak on and shit. But the question comes to mind is like, why did he have that position where he just outright didn't really want to fuck with me? You know what I mean? Like, what was the real reason why he really didn't want to fuck with me? You know what I mean? Was it really because I so-called was cool with T-Man and John Juan? Was that really it? Or was it a situation where, you know, there's only room for one big dog on this porch? And he possibly, you know, he was thinking, this cat might be a threat to my alpha status. You know what I mean? Now, of course, me being a webmaster, you know, I always knew that he had phenomenal numbers. You know what I mean? His podcast site was doing great, and his porn site was doing great as far as traffic. So I wasn't a threat in that regard. But by keeping me on the outskirts, by not having any sort of business affiliation with me, he could basically try and stymie and hinder any sort of possible leeway that I could gain on him. You know what I mean? You know, he's basically, I mean, it's just smart business. You know, I'm not, like I said, I'm not taking this shit personal. You know what I mean? He's doing what a businessman should do. If he feels that he may have cornered the market and he wants to keep the market cornered, you know, why extend a hand to another motherfucker that might take a piece of the pie. You know what I'm saying? So I'm saying all that to say this, man. Don't hold your breath about anything happening, you know, as far as any sort of collaborations between me and No Good. You know what I'm saying? Like, now, this one, matter of fact, you know what I'm going to do? Let me stop and let me go check out what you're talking about, because I have not seen any of No Good shit in probably about a year, year and a half. Seriously, I'm like, I'm just getting back online. So let me check out what you're talking about. Hold on.
All right, Chris, I see what you're talking about. I'm over here at the site now, Mr. No Good. And I just listened to a couple snippets of the network. And I see some problems already, but of course, these cats are new, except for my nigga Big D. I haven't listened to Big D shit in a while. But from what I just did hear from him, I hear something that's very alarming in Big D shows. But Big D, he used to put on some good joints back, you know, I think I've been listening. I've 2004, 2005, Big D was, first time I actually listened to Big D was maybe 2006. Yeah, and then you got this African booty scratcher. You got this On My Way to Work dude, Mr. Rigorous. All right, at a glance, I know this is kind of off topic, but fuck it, since I'm on here, I may as well exercise this shit. Problem I'm seeing with Big D shit right now is it's obvious that Big D's been listening to a lot of Mr. No Good. A lot. Because he sounds like Mr. No Good on a lot of his shit. You know, his voice inflections, the way he enunciates shit. You know, it sounds like No Good. And that's no knock on Big D, really, because actually, you know, that's some subliminal shit, man. You sit back and you listen to somebody enough, you're going to start taking on, you know, similarities between you and that individual if you're listening to him all the time and shit. So, Big D, my nigga, if you're listening, man, be cognizant of that, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you got your own style. You got your own steez. You know what I mean? Otherwise, No Good wouldn't be fucking with you. You know what I mean? But if you're listening to somebody a little too much, you will start to take on, you know, their persona a little bit. So, you know, kind of watch that pimping. African Buddha Scratcher. Okay. Once again, these cats is just starting off. So, you know, you can't really say too much. You know, they got to come into their own. They got to basically, the more you do it, the more you'll basically start to gel. And then you'll come into your own persona. You know what I mean? So, right now, you know, it's okay. On My Way to Work. The problem I'm having with the On My Way to Work cat is he admits that he listens to Big D. And he's got the same problem Big D has right now. On My Way to Work sounds a lot like Big D. On My Way to Work. But once again, like I say, once you start doing this a lot, you know, hopefully you will gel and you'll come into your own. But, you know, how does that explain Big D? Because he's been doing this shit forever. You know what I mean? And of course, like I said, he's had his own style. You know, you always knew you was listening to Big D because, you know, he has a kind of like a distinctive voice and a distinctive way that he flows. But recently, it would appear, just from listening to this, he's been listening to a lot of No Good shit, man. No, that's just my opinion. He sounds a lot like No Good. And On My Way to Work, you seem to have the same problem. Kind of like a little bit, you seem like you might be mirroring Big D a lot. And the Mr. Rigorous thing, I couldn't get past 3-4 minutes of that, because that, all that background noise, that treadmill, come on, cuz, I couldn't do it. Could not do it. Well, this is interesting. This right here flies in the face of me talking about how No Good didn't want to network with anybody. He didn't want to work with anybody. You know, he basically was telling everybody go fuck themselves. And it would appear that he's grown up. I'm proud of you, No Good. I am proud of you, sir. Cheerio. All right. You know, he's extending a hand to, you know, cats that's not well known. And some who are somewhat well known. And, you know, and he giving them some shine, man. That's good. Okay, then. But, Chris, when it comes to me, my friend, you know, it's interesting why, you know, he always held me out there at arm's length. Could it have been he seen me as a threat to his supremacy? Was that it? Could that have been it, Mr. No Good? I'm fucking with your partner. And I know you're listening, man. I know you're listening. Because if you ain't listening now, someone's going to run to you and tell you. You know. And then you're going to listen. And that's always been the funniest thing about, you know, dealing with a lot of podcasters and shit. Niggas will never admit to listening to the next nigga. They'll never admit it. They'll be like, yeah, man, you know, I was just minding my own business. And then, you know, I was just sitting here just chilling. And, you know, I got an email from one of my listeners. And they said, yo, did you hear what Fat Mac said about you, man? Did you hear that shit, man? You know, then whoever the podcaster is be like, you know, and since I never really listened to that nigga shit, you know, I never listened to that nigga shit. You know, it took one of my motherfucking listeners to come tell me, you know, what that nigga was saying. I don't listen to that nigga shit. Yeah, right. Hold on. I'm sorry. I should have done that. I'm doing a podcast and I'm eating nerds. Hold on, y'all. Okay. So, in a nutshell, Chris, man, like, I've always respected that nigga's hustle, man. And, you know, in his art and his craft. And if you don't know, No Good, he was the forerunner of grimy-ass street ghetto porn and also the podcast genre. You know, I'm never going to slight the nigga for, like I said, being the progenitor, the genesis of that shit, you know what I'm saying? But we can have disagreements all day long and not really dig and jive each other's personalities. But, you know, at the end of the day, it is what it is. Fuck. As far as I'm concerned, he was the first. So, but anyway, Chris, don't hold your breath on that shit, man. That's not going to happen. Shit. That nigga, for some reason, he's like, he does not fucks with the Fat Mac nigga. Mm-mm. Yo, fuck. Shit, I've heard him mention Trash Man's name forever. I haven't really heard him mention John Wan a lot. I think I heard him mention John Wan's name twice, maybe. Man, he used to mention Trash Man all the fucking goddamn time. Shit. Fuck. I think the closest he ever said my name, I think the nigga called me Big Mac in one of his shows. Me, unlike most of them cats, I will admit to listening to your show because I love podcasts. You know what I mean? I'll stop in and I'll listen to a nigga shit every now and then. Like I said, haven't really been fucking with it lately because I just haven't had time. Internet's been making me sick. Plus, for the same reason, I'm kind of like talking about how Big D need to probably step back and not listen to No Good so much. You know what I mean? Because he's taking on his inflections and his enunciations and his mannerisms and shit. And that does happen. That has happened to me. Thusly why I don't really listen to a lot of cats a lot. You know what I'm saying? I like to try and keep my show from being tainted by a lot of subliminal Jedi mind tricks that I may force upon myself by listening to other people's stuff, man. So, anyway, well, Chris, thank you for the compliments, man. Appreciate that, man. I hope you stick around. And I hope you enjoy No Good's cast as well as mine. You know, ain't no haterism over here. Shit. But one thing I have noticed, it's like, damn, boy, once I got back online, shit, like certain tube sites and certain websites have dried up, man. It's obvious that people are having
problems making money in this porn game shit. Like Street Hood World. What happened to Street Hood World? You know, it looked like they was doing good for a while, but now they, you know, they're selling t-shirts, but there's no porn site. Look like they're trying to go mainstream or something, like just post mainstream videos or just random shit, but there's no porn site. Like, what happened with that shit? Webbooty.com, that used to be a pretty prolific tube site that showcased a lot of ghetto hood porn. Look like they trying to go mainstream on some shit too, because all I see is kind of like some glam photos of some black chicks, and that's it. The tube site is basically gone. Like, what the fuck? Shit is gone. And then there was a spot called Nicheflix, and Nicheflix is still around, but it's no longer kind of like a you know, user submitted. You know, you can't go there and submit your videos anymore. I don't know, did it get bought out by somebody else or whatever? Because whoever owns it now, they're posting the videos themselves. You know what I mean? And it's like a lot of mainstream porn on it. So, yeah, I've been gone away a year and a lot has transpired, man. It's like, damn, boy, this game is rough. And if you still here now and you still making money, you know, especially from when I started out, you blessed, man. You definitely blessed. Well, I'm going to go ahead and close this out. I think it's coming up on an hour, man. So, yeah, Fat Mac Almighty Triple XL, man. You know, I'd like to thank Rick and Chris for hollering at a motherfucker. Shoot. Let me see. Yeah, that's about it, man. So, y'all stick around, man. Like I say, I'm on motherfucking overload right now. I'm just rolling. You know, I got all kinds of bubbling. Stuff bubbling up in me that wants to come out. So, I want to give shouts out to T-Man. And I want to give shout outs to chroniccast.blogspot.com and TaylorMade. I want to give big, big, major shouts out to my nigga, Tony Dreamer, a.k.a. Nigga Fuchsius. You know, for helping me out on these shows, man, for real. And even want to go ahead and give peace and blessings to Mr. No Good. It's good that you're going ahead and, you know, you're doing some righteous shit, putting niggas on the map, giving them some shine. I'm proud of you. You have walked the rice paper, grasshopper. You may now leave the Shaolin Temple. Temple.